Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Wow, what a great show last week when we were in New Jersey for Beneath the Sea. Hopefully you caught that little broadcast and all the shenanigans that went along with it. Quite fun indeed. There's still much more to reflect on today's show as we look back at what happened there. But also we're looking ahead. And there were some things and some people that I spoke to last week that I wasn't able to cover everything that I wanted to. And we are going to kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular with one of those folks right now. It would be Aria, or Mermaid Aria. We'll call her that as well. But she does all kinds of things. You know, she's former military. She's like a super boat captain. She dives like a maniac. And she's a, Iron Woman? Is that what you would call this? Or what is this stuff you're running these days? Aria, what do you think?
Well, I kind of got suckered into doing running into marathons, half marathons, because I know that there's free beer at the end.
Yes, okay. It's that extra motivation that gets her over the hump, I guess. But yeah, you got to run like 26 miles to get to the free beer. That seems like a pretty big hoop to jump through or run over or whatever you end up having to do. But I am impressed. One more thing that Aria does that is super impressive, you know, and you come across these folks in the dive industry, and obviously Aria is one of them that just keeps setting the bar higher and higher when it comes to achievements and things that she's done. But this is cool because the marathon you're getting ready to do, first of all, it happens when?
It's October 9th, and it's for the Chicago Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Okay, and you are doing some funding for this because, you're looking to the dive industry or want to represent divers or what? What's going on, Aria?
The team is actually Project Awares. It's Run for Sharks. A lot of paddy divers are familiar with the Project Aware Foundation.
Yeah.
So that we have a team and that we're running, raising money to run 26.2 miles around the city of Chicago in hopes of bringing awareness to sharks and the ocean for protection and being able to, you know, sustain all of our environment for future.
Absolutely. I just did my PADI membership update this week here in Orlando. And, you know, we get an update on what PADI's been doing. Project Aware, you know, obviously is their conservation arm of Professional Association of Diving Instructors. I did not know they had a marathon team. But you're telling me that Project Aware actually has some kind of marathon running team of folks that are doing this like you or what?
Yep. I was actually invited 2 years ago and I did the New York City Marathon. And then Liz Parkinson from Stewart Cove, she roped me back into the team again for this year for the Chicago Marathon.
Wow. How many people are we talking that are doing this kind of thing? Do we know?
We like to have at least 10 people on the team. So I know we still have availability right now.
Yeah.
Right now there's only three of us that are confirmed.
Right. But you're not like, you're not kind of like leaning towards like, hey, Greg, you want to give this a go? You're not inferring that kind of thing, are you? I hope. Because that ain't going to happen.
Well, there's always hope.
She knows me too well. She knows there's no way in hell that would ever happen. I'm impressed. I mean, it's obviously the fact that you do so much stuff. I don't know how you have time for this. But, yeah, when I run into Aria down at the Gomez Hilton there with Walt DeMartini in South Florida – She's telling me about these marathons she's running in between running dive boats and diving all over the South Florida and God knows where else. And it's impressive, and it's a great way to stay in shape. And here you're doing a thing, first of all, the marathon costs a lot of money just to even participate. Am I right? Let alone getting to Chicago from South Florida. Is that it? Is that true?
Correct. Yeah. The one thing that, I come out of pocket for all the expenses, and including also having to make sure that I raise the funds for Project Aware's, plight.
Right. So the effort to crowdfund for your effort to participate, some of that goes to Project Aware or what? How does that work?
The money that I have to raise is $1,500, and that all goes to Project Aware.
Wow, nice.
And all the money gets donated into all the different projects that Project Aware is part of, whether it's beach cleanups, reef cleanups, doing all different types of conservation.
Yeah, no shark finning efforts. I know that's one of the big elements they've been working on for a few
Correct.
Years now. So $1,500 is what you're looking to raise. And I guess you're looking for sponsors for your marathon. So that's kind of what you're doing. And Project Aware is going to be the benefactor of that. Am I right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So how do we find out or how do we connect with you to do this? Is this on the Project Aware website, or where's the crowdfunding going on there, Aria?
Well, CrowdRise, CrowdRise, mm-hmm. CrowdRise, that's actually where you could find us, and it's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Team. It's Project Aware, and that's how you'd be able to find us.
Very nice. Okay, and you want to just look up the name Aria, I guess, right?
Yep.
And just
Aria
say,
Cross, see me right there.
Are you identified as a mermaid or just a runner or what? How do we know it's you? Well, Aria, how many Arias are there?
There's actually a picture of me with a stingray.
Well, with a stingray, which is, that's kind of like, the sisterhood of a mermaid, I think. I mean, mermaids and stingrays are related, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. All right, and so this doesn't happen until October. So the crowdfunding, though, is going on now. So look out look up CrowdRise. What is it, crowdrise.org or something?
CrowdRise.com.
Okay. But they can, you can Google
Project
it.
Project Aware, Bank of America, Chicago Marathon Team.
Got it. Okay. But it's not till October, but crowdfunding's going on now. She needs to raise $1,500. So this is your call, all you people listening right now. It's a good cause. It's a good effort. It's a great way to stay in shape. And if they got more spots available, maybe this is something that you would want to participate in as well. And I guess if they went there, they could get information and find out how to join the team, I assume. Is that right, Aria?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you are interested, let us know. Reach out to me directly or even to our page on CrowdRise, mm-hmm. and we'll get you signed up.
Yeah. And of course, you can
26.2 miles with us.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump. Take minutes. Thousands of them. Yeah. I don't know. How are you training for something like this? I mean, you're doing these like every month, aren't you? I mean, you're a crazy
That is my plan. I try to do one race a month just to keep myself in shape.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, between lifting the tanks every single day and,
True.
Keeping the cardio up.
Yeah, yeah. She could bench press me over her shoulders. This girl is like a superwoman for sure. And but it is a great way to stay in shape, I guess. You look at it like that? Or do you just kind of, enjoy the camaraderie and social aspects of running a marathon? Or is it purely a physical fitness thing for you to stay in shape in between, on your surface interval when you're not diving? What do you think?
Oh, it's definitely a combination of all of it. And then the camaraderie that you have, especially with the spectators that cheer you on down the streets, whether they're got funny signs for you or sticking their hands out and, they want to give you a high five, that definitely helps. And then knowing that you're doing it for a great cause, with the Project Aware Foundation, that definitely makes it even more.
Yeah. Well, the last thing that I did remotely close to this was in Grenada. And they called it a hash. Have you ever heard of this? Have you ever heard of a hash race?
Where it's only like half a mile?
Well no, but it's actually longer than that. However, it's like a run through the rainforest up and down the mountains of Grenada. And they do it in other islands, but basically it ends the same way with a big beer blowout. But like first timers have to drink their beer out of somebody's stinky shoe. So, I don't know. It's one of those Caribbean island things. I'd stick to the marathons if I were you. But that was the last one I did, and I was running through the rainforest, and it was all wet, and, you know, we were all muddy, and I don't know. It wasn't as appealing as what you sound like, even though, you know, it wasn't 26 miles. It was pretty gruesome and grueling, but a great way to stay in shape, and whatever you got to do, whatever tweaks your interest in that regard, it's a good thing if you're a diver, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All for the love of the ocean.
Yes, absolutely. And for staying in shape on your surface interval. So good work, Aria. We will support you every way we can, and we encourage everyone else to do the same. Crowdrise.com. Okay, and we got more coming up right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Get to work, Aria.
All right, Greg, running out the door as we speak.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yo, that was crazy, right? Who knew? I mean, everything's set. It's a lock. We good to go. We in the money. And he trips underwater. Who in the hell of it trips underwater?
Shouldn't even be here. Shouldn't be here at all. Beneath the waterline, I can see it all. Dive into the alienation, drift into the fascination. Jump right in the water spine and see what's on the wall. Here in a space.
Is Phil Narcosis. It's been a while since we've talked to Phil from West Palm, but we got him on the line right now, and lo and behold, we saw him in New Jersey last week, but not where we expected to. Phil, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing so good. I love diving so much, and I can't wait to tell you about what's been going on here.
Yeah, well, let's back up first before we get to that, because obviously
let's
that's what
back up, baby.
Yeah, you know, so you know, we're in New Jersey, and before we were in New Jersey, we always spent a couple days in the Big Apple, and you know, we took Jerry the Diving Guy to his first Broadway show. And, you know, threw some culture into his mix of moonshine in the mountains of Virginia. It was quite a treat along those lines. And we talked about it a little bit last week. But lo and behold, you know, halfway through the show, they got an intermission for this Broadway show disaster, which, by the way, two big fins up, by the way. If you get up there, go see that show. But I walk back to, you know, run to the restroom, grab a drink, and all of a sudden I see... Hey, Phil, what are you doing here? He's in the lobby of the Broadway show.
Of the Broadway show.
Yeah,
it was so funny. I got to say this. My sister, I went with my sister. I was in town on some business, you know, because as much as I love scuba diving and everything that goes along with it, I still keep my day job, right?
Right, exactly.
So my sister leans over to me. She says, look at those two guys in baseball hats. And look, they're passing around a flask. They brought their own booze into the show. Look at these guys. And then she's basically like, who are these guys who have no class?
They must be divers. You know? Yes, exactly.
They must be divers.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be you guys.
Yeah, well, so it wasn't me. It was Jerry. You know, Jerry, you know, you can't spring too much culture on him at once. So I said, okay, yeah, bring your flask. You'll be good. And
I don't blame him. I don't blame him because I bought you guys. I was like the big spender. I bought a round of drinks, three cocktails, and two waters. And the bill was $60.
Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy prices. So, I mean, that's what happens.
But it's
in
New York, baby.
Exactly.
It's New York. You know what? It's Paris. It's any big city like that.
Right. Exactly.
L.A., they're all the same. Miami's even worse.
Mm-hmm. But it was cool. That was a fun show. I don't know. Did you like it as much as I did or
goodness.
No?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. We laughed so hard. But it was silly. It was all slapstick silly stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you love music from the 70s and 80s like we do, right?
Right, of course.
It was all parodies of real songs and just making fun of the situation, like a takeoff on the Titanic or the Poseidon Adventure.
Right.
I know what I'm dating myself.
All these old disaster films and things like that.
Or the Towering Inferno.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, they worked in some sharks and some man-eating piranha, you know. So there were some dive elements in there, you know.
There were some dive elements in there.
And they were on the water and stuff. But it was quite funny. And
It was so good to see you guys, though. It was great.
It was a great time. And it was quite a treat to see Phil Narcosis in the lobby. Not expecting it. Because, you weren't coming up there for Beneath the Sea. You just happened to be up there for business. So it was purely a coincidence. And, you know, what are the odds? But it was great seeing you. You know, we hadn't had a chance to catch up lately on the show because you've been doing your thing. And, I mean, let's get to it. Let's talk about the diving. What have you been up to down there in West Palm?
Well, I got
to
tell you, it's been a record. And what I mean by that is the weather, while it's been a record tourist season and, mm-hmm. and the sun has been out, the marine conditions have been undiveable, Greg. The dive shops have been starving. Now, it just turned this week. There's been flat seas, like 2 feet and less than 2 feet.
Yeah.
And Friday, yesterday, I've been in the water three times all year. You know, I always go every weekend. And, you know, I should have been in, 20 times. So I did a three tanker yesterday in flat seas, North Current. It was so good to be back. It's like seeing my old friends, you know, all the critters.
Yeah.
And the turtles and the nurse sharks.
Sure,
And a couple reefies and the tropicals. And,
you know, a lot of
eels.
Folks up north don't understand.
They missed me.
Well, I'm sure
they
the critters missed you, but the people listening up north don't understand that us Florida folks, well, maybe they do. They were jaded beyond belief. And if the seas are above a certain threshold of 3 feet, you know, why bother? Kind of thing. But the wind has been blowing and you know, we're just coming out of that season. So between, you know, December, February, you know, beginning of March is when things start to settle down for the spring. And then you still have some spring storms we got to deal with. But now we're turning into prime time diving season. It's the beginning of the dive season for us Florida divers down here.
Yeah,
so,
it's really nice. So I'm going to go again tomorrow. I'm booked on a six pack.
Yeah,
with some friends on it with a two tanker, and so I'm trying to make up for for lost time because the marine conditions just weren't suitable.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to go on some more crazy trips. I mean, I know you you do have some big plans for the year to travel, I believe.
I do. I do, and I'll tell them to you now. And of course, I make videos and put them on YouTube that everyone. I do get hits when people find out. They do go and see it.
Sure.
So I'll be in Cozumel next month. I'm going to be in Cozumel with a local scuba group here in West Palm Beach. We're doing Cozumel. Then September, I'm doing Cocos Island,
ooh,
which is the bucket list.
Yeah.
And then October, Cuba.
You're going to go to Cuba in October. Now, I'm going back down there in June. We just found out all the details that literally in New Jersey.
I didn't get that memo yet.
Well,
you got a spot for me?
Well, unfortunately, no, because I had no spots for anyone.
I am like walking off the show right now.
Yes.
Like,
you're not the first person that's a little upset with me.
You could not do that to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to the dive god here a little bit later on. We'll share some of the details. But, you know, we are going back down to Cuba first week of June, right after on the back end of the Long Beach dive show. But what happened
is,
Neil and the gang from Reef put together this trip that they wanted us to come on, and I've already alerted some of our, you know, people in my close circle that, hey, you want to go? And literally, as soon as they put the word out through their group, it sold out in 30 minutes. So we're taking it. We got about a crowd of 20 people down there in June.
Is it an Avalon? Is it with Avalon Divers?
No, it's we're going to spend a few days in Havana and then Maria La Gorda, which is where I did one dive last time. So we're going to go down and spend some more diving down there. Okay,
jealous.
Well, we'll talk about what you're doing, especially in Cocos next. Maybe I'll rub more Cuba stuff in your face too. Who knows? Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Phil Narcosis on with me right now. And we just found out that along with Cuba and some other places, diving there in West Palm Beach where he's based, he's planning a trip to Cocos Island. Now, you mentioned that's on your bucket list. That's on mine as well. And when are you going to Cocos? When are you planning to do that trip?
It's scheduled... 17th, September 17th.
Oh,
so
okay.
Give me something to look forward to.
Well, that's why you couldn't do our Maldives trip, I believe. Isn't that what it was? There was a bit of a conflict.
Well, no, August, I'm going to be in California. I always dive in California in August.
Yeah.
And isn't Maldives in August?
It is, August 13th to 20th.
Yeah, so that's the issue there, unfortunately.
Okay.
But Cocos, every year I take the big trip with my dive buddy Tad Jones, who we met in our rescue class 5 years ago, and we've been diving together ever since. I mean, although I got other folks I dive with, but he and I take that big trip every year, and we're going to be on a liveaboard. And you know, I didn't realize it, but it takes 2 days to get out there by boat. I mean, you're really out there.
Well, it's very remote. That is the island they used in I think the first Jurassic Park. You know, so
right.
Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah,
I think I did know that, and it's known for congregations of big
dinosaurs,
animals, namely, the dinosaurs. There's a land excursion with a dinosaur tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I mean they're known for the schooling sharks, the schooling hammerheads, big time.
Yeah.
There, and
they call it shark wallpaper.
Yes, exactly.
You
literally
shark wallpaper
descend in a sea or a floor covered or a sea floor covered in hammerheads. I've seen videos of it. It's pretty remarkable. So you're in for a treat, no doubt. Well, Phil, you got a full schedule. You know, when you get back into the diving groove there in West Palm, you're going to have to come back and tell me what you're seeing there more, specifically here. You know, as we get back into the dive season, sound like a plan or what?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, right now I'm wearing a 5 mil. When I go from 5 mil to 3 mil, that's when you know we'll be cranking the diving.
That's when dive season has begun in Florida, at least for Phil and, well, myself as well. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Give me good water.
I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so coming up, we're going to tell you how to get some free reef-safe sunscreen for Earth Day. We're doing a little promotion with our friends from ReefSafe. We'll tell you all about that here in just a bit, as well as the Blue Water Dive Show happening next weekend. However, right now, we have connected via the web, thank God, remotely with our, you know, I don't want to say friend. It's more of like someone to help. Okay, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is with us, connected remotely because, well, you know, I get more comments about you when I'm out and about in places like New Jersey than anywhere I go. Believe it or not, they're Drunken Sailor.
I have many fans.
You have many fans, and they...
I have fins and fans.
You definitely have made an impact, and I got to figure a way to incorporate you into Scuba Radio as opposed to just coming in and drinking all our booze and stinking up the place. So I was talking to Bubble Boy last week about what we could do with you. And, you know, we're getting inundated with emails and letters and things like that that I'm having trouble keeping up with. So I thought we'd go throw you into this position of mailman correspondent or, you know, communication liaison for Scuba Radio. So you are evidently in the mail room as we speak, trying to get this stuff, you know, completed or responded to. Am I right?
If by mailroom you mean your master bedroom closet,
what?
with my cell phone?
Where the hell is he, Bubble Boy?
I'm in here.
Oh boy!
Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I didn't know you. That's where you were. You're supposed to be in the mailroom or by a computer.
I thought you meant M A L E.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, anyway, you're supposed to respond to Scuba Radio viewer mail, emails, that kind of thing. And
I've got two right here. How many do you want?
Well, let's get through at least a couple and bring it down. I've been traveling, so I figured let's put you to work, and maybe you can at least accomplish something constructive for once.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What do we got? Who's it from?
The first email is from a gentleman named Russ Kaufman.
Okay.
And he says, Greg, congratulations to you and your crew in 19 years of success at Scuba Radio.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Why do I listen?
Oh,
okay. To be a better informed diver.
Okay.
To learn blah, blah, blah from legendary divers such as Neil Watson, Jimmy Kohler, and Captain Slade.
Okay, that'd be Richie Kohler and Captain Slate. All right.
Learn about new dive equipment, the force fins, and Reef Safe, and grasp his history, and folks like Carl Fismer.
Okay, Captain Carl Shore, treasure hunter.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Fismer.
Fismer, you got it right there, Drunken Sailor, yes.
37 years diving, 16 sea cards.
Wow.
And I'm always learning something new. It never gets old. Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
He says he's nearing retirement.
Yeah.
And I have you to thank for an expanded dive bucket list, which I'm starting to tackle before retirement.
All right. This sounds like a brown nose bonanza response when we were having Bob Evans from Force Fins on a couple weeks ago. And he offered to give up another pair of fins. So, Russ, I'll tell you what. Let me take it under advisement. Let me consult with Bob Evans, and we'll see if we can make you one of the big winners of some force fins or something.
All right,
but we appreciate the communique.
That one sucked.
Yeah. By the way, what was the subject line on that?
Oh, God, I crumpled it up. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm glad you're keeping your filing system for us in check there.
I thought we were done with that one.
Well, no, that's what you're supposed to manage this stuff for us. That's your new role.
What is the what?
What is the subject for that? Well, it was an email, so what was the subject line on his email?
Oh, it says why I love Scuba Radio Force Fins contest.
Ah, well, there you go. Okay, that explains it. I was correct in assuming such brown nosing in
you
his
really,
correspondence.
You were dead right on that.
Well, hey, you know, 19 years, you learn a few things there, Drunken Sailor. All right, so you got a second one.
This one is for Marinella.
What?
Marinara.
Marinella
Dragiava.
Okay, that sounds a little exotic. Well, what does it say there, Drunken Sailor?
She sounds like a hot Eastern European model.
Forever. Well, yeah, okay. All right, I pulled this up on my screen. All right, I got it here in front of me. Marinara. All right, it's very exotic. Let me just read this one. We don't only have 2 hours. All right, so dear Mr. Director, I assume that's me. I don't know. I thought it was me. Well, maybe it is now, at least male director. I would like to say that I'm very impressed of your radio. I am from Bulgaria, Sofia, and I'm a member of the diving club Neptune. I'm 31 years old. I'm a 31 years old lady who is very responsible and open for new opportunities.
Hey now.
Oh boy. Yesterday I told my friends from the club that I have an idea about a radio connected with diving and that is how I found you.
Sorry, we're already doing it.
Well, yeah. If you think that there is a way to work together and make scuba radio popular in our country of Bulgaria, you can contact me to discuss it. Thank you. Best regards, Marianella Dragavia.
All right. Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. Sophia
is my favorite actress.
From Modern Family? Yeah, you love
that
you watch
show, this. The Middle?
Yeah, no, it's Modern Family.
Middle Family. Middle Finger.
Yeah. But let me look at this. So she's basically wanting to do scuba radio in Bulgaria with the Neptune Dive Club. Interesting.
Isn't that where Dracula's from?
Her last name is very close to Dracula. Dragavia?
Marinara Dracula.
Yeah. Well, if she changed her name to Dracula, it's a home run. That's radio gold right there.
She's a member of a Neptune.
Scuba radio.
Jump in the cold water?
I'm guessing it's cold water. Bulgaria?
Well, listen, Greg. First of all,
yeah,
she says I'm 31 years old lady.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your problem
with
that?
She's a little old for us.
What are you talking about?
We like her mermaids a little younger.
Well,
just because there's a very strong physical fitness component.
Well, she doesn't want to be a mermaid. She wants to be a radio show host in Bulgaria about scuba diving. So she wants to do a Bulgarian version of scuba radio. Now, we've had this happen over the years where some guys from Russia...
Do they speak Bulg?
I don't know what what does the Bulgarian accent sound like there, Drunken Sailor? Do you have any ideas?
She say, "Dear Mr. Director,
wow, that's impressive.
I would like to say I'm very impressed of your radio."
Man, that is.
I am from Bulgaria, Sofia.
He sounds more sober in a Russian accent than he does.
I'm 31 years old, lady.
Yeah.
Responsible and open for new opportunity.
Wait.
And then it says wink, wink.
Yeah. Now, where's Rocky and Bullwinkle in this mix? You know? I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is very mysterious. You got to be careful. This could be one of those Nigerian scams.
Well, it'd be a Bulgarian.
We're trying to get you to send money.
Bulgarian scam. Yeah, she doesn't ask for money, though. She just wants to know if we can talk about it.
That's how they get you.
That's how they hook you?
She tries to
You sound like you know this from experience.
And then first thing you know,
yeah,
you're sending somebody $5,000.
Mm. Okay.
And guess what?
What?
You're not going to see a nickel. You're not going to see dime
this
one.
This has hit too close to home for you, hasn't it, there?
Financial advice.
Yeah. From the Drunken Sailor.
From your friends at Scuba Radio.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not opposed to folks in other countries and languages, for that matter, doing their own version of Scuba Radio, and we do appreciate it when they reach out and at least say, hey, we're doing this. And there are a couple
Greg,
of them out there.
You're inspiring people all over the world.
Well, there you go. At least in Bulgaria and a couple other places that we've heard from folks in the
Yeah, someone cool. else's version of this show would be called?
What would it be called?
Good.
Bubble Boy, get him out of my friggin' closet. What the hell's
no, wrong listen,
with you?
Seriously.
What?
A foreign version of Scuba Radio
yeah.
would be called Radio Scuba.
All right, well, there he is with the accent. And we apologize, as usual.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What would you think if I dove in the sea? Would you stand there or dive in with me? Forget all your fears and take a big giant stride and find out what it's like to be free. Ooh, I'll go dive with a little help from my fins. Yeah, stay alive and watch for signs of the bends. I'll go dive with a little help. I'll go dive with a little help from my fins.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, yeah, you know, we do a lot of nutty stuff on this show. last segment proof of that for sure. However, we make you aware of some cool things as well. And coming up this Friday, April 22nd, will be Earth Day. And I got my buddy on from Reef Safe, Dan, who's going to tell us how you can get some free Reef Safe. But before we do that, Dan, let's talk about what you're doing next weekend. Not necessarily in conjunction with Earth Day, but a cool little dive event, the Blue Wild Show. You're going to be out there, I guess, right, with the Reef Safe stuff?
Right. We'll be there at booth 533.
Yeah.
And the event's Saturday and Sunday. And it's both for trade as well as consumers.
Okay. And yeah, so it's down there in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, I believe at the convention center. But if you just Google it, Blue Wild Show, you can go down there. And if you get into the show and if you go up to the folks at Reef Safe and mention Scuba Radio, you'll hook them up with a nice, cool little sample of sunscreen or something. Am I right? Something like that?
Get free Reef Safe SPF 30 1 ounce.
Yeah. Have you done that? This is new for you, too. You've not been to this show before. Am I right?
Never been there before. So, first time. So, should be interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's a good show. They've been doing it a few years. I haven't been to it in a while. But it actually, they come from the free diving community, even more so than the diving community. So, there's a lot of free divers down there. That talk about spear fishing and that kind of stuff. You want to brush up on your, you know, your free diving skills and breath hold skills and that kind of thing. Definitely a very cool show to check out firsthand. And Sherry Day and the gang down there do a fine show. So if you're in the area in South Florida next weekend, great time to spend some time if you have that diving, free diving, urge. Definitely. And then you can go see our friends at Reef Safe and get some free stuff. That's always good. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, we will be debuting some artwork from Ryan Walton Photography. So it's kind of unique. It's actually printed on aluminum.
Really?
So, yeah, we will be using that to help decorate our booth, plus all of the decorations will be for sale.
Now, what do you mean? It's are they paintings on aluminum, or are they molds like a sculpture thing, or what? What do you mean?
They're actually, he's an underwater photographer.
Yeah.
And we've picked out, selected some of his best shots, and we had them printed on aluminum.
How
so
about
it'll
that?
It'll be like 12 by 16s. So they're not real expensive, but, man, the aluminum just adds so much more to the image. It's an incredible look.
Well, you're going to have to get them to be part of that underwater gallery that they have on the Vandenberg down in the Keys. You see, that made Fox News last week, I believe. I saw it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I've seen that. And, that'd be a great idea. On aluminum, they should last a little while underwater.
Yeah, they wouldn't even have to put them in some kind of acrylic plastic to seal them up like they do for the Vandenberg exhibit. But, yeah, we'll get into that later on. We may talk about that today or next week. I'm looking to reach out to those artists that are doing that gallery underwater in the Vandenberg in the Keys. But, yeah, that sounds like some pretty cool artwork. But let's talk about some other stuff that for Earth Day, you know, it's a big celebration of the Earth and, of course, diving in the underwater environment, big part of that. And if you can't get to the Blue Wild Show, it's just not convenient for you, being that it's in South Florida only. We have some way for you to benefit from Earth Day on a way that'll help the world and possibly help yourself as well. And that is with Reef Safe Sunscreen. So next Friday, April 22nd, on Earth Day, you are doing what exactly, Dan?
An unbelievable event. We've never did this before, but we are, for 24 hours of Earth Day, we're going to offer buy one Reef Safe full-size bottle, get another one free.
Nice. Buy one, get one free, only on Earth Day. If you order through their website or call them up, they're at Tropical Seas. It's tropicalseas.com or reefsafesuncare.com or reefsafesunscreen.com. Which one is it?
ReefSafeSunCare.com.
Okay, I got it right the first time. I should have stopped. But yeah, go there, call them up, only on Earth Day, April 22nd, 24 hours. If you order a bottle of Reef Safe sunscreen, they'll double your order for free. So buy one, get one for Reef, for Earth Day. And not only will you save yourself and a buddy, you'll save the planet because this stuff biodegrades, doesn't settle down on the reef and harm the reef and what we love as divers. you know, and what we want to see more of underwater. We don't want to harm that stuff, but we got to protect ourselves as well from this whole skin cancer nonsense that, I mean, I'm a walking poster boy for that, for sunscreen, period. So you got to use the stuff if you're a diver, especially if you're fair skinned like myself, and Reef Safe is the stuff to do. And it's, I think that's very cool that you're doing that. It's a good cause. You know, and, you know, Earth Day, I think, most appropriate to do such an event, you think?
Yes, and we also, don't forget, we donate 2% of Florida sales to Moat Marine Coral Reef Restoration in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, they really do a lot of great work behind the scenes that you may not know about. We talk about Reef Safe quite a bit here on the show, and that's because, you know, I love the fact that I can use a product that won't harm what I'm going down to check out when I'm diving. And, of course, that's a Reef Safe sun care product. So there you go. Earth Day, April 22nd. Buy one, get one free. Give them a call or go to tropicalseas.com or reefsafesuncare.com and hook yourself up and a buddy. Bonus. There you go.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, happy Earth Day to you too, Dan, and thanks as always. All right, coming up, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're just getting started. A lot more to cover, so make sure you stick around. Plenty more coming your way.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.